Czech filmmaking legend Otakar Vavra, who turned 100 earlier this year, has died in Prague. Over the course of a remarkable career, Mr. Vavra, praised by many of the film elite, directed more than 50 films, from early comedies and dramas to acclaimed projects in the 1960s, like Witch's Hammer. Jan Wellinger spoke to Irena Zemanova, a film critic for the daily Hospodářské noviny, about Mr. Vavra's contribution to Czech cinema.
His very first movie 80 years ago. His life means one whole century of Czech or Czechoslovak cinematography, which on my opinion is something we really need to think about if we are talking about him. His very first movies from the late 30s were one of the best, like the first Clive director, because of working with the most brilliant actors of that era, Hugo Haas or Adina Mandlová, Zdeněk Štěpánek, and several actors from National Theatre in Prague. So, first-class director.
What were some characteristics of his early films, say, of his directing style or the kind of themes that he approached?
Well, he was the one who was very perfectionist about his screenplays, which was not so often in that era, because in pre-war Czech cinematography, all movies that were made in that era were more like romantic comedies or something they called that era society comedies, společenská komedie. It was like B or C class movies, all romances and so on. But Otakar Vavra was using the classic literature, working with novels by Alojzij Rásek from the 19th century and many others.
How did his early films compare to some of his famous works from the 1950s and 60s? I'm thinking of films like Witch's Hammer, for example.
Of course. Well, Witch's Hammer was absolutely extraordinary. It was a miracle of 1960s and one of the very typical movie for what we call the new wave of Czech cinematography. The movies you mentioned from 1950s is something else, because he was cooperating not only with Nazi regime during the occupation, because, for example, the Minister of Propaganda, Dr. Josef Goebbels, was a big fan of Otakar Vavra's romances and historical movies. But in 1950s, it was something else, because he needed to work. First of all, Otakar Vavra was, as he said, he was passionate about his work, and it was all he had, as he usually said. So he wanted to shoot, and so he needed to cooperate with the regime and shot several movies that he was not proud about later.
That's one of the things that he was often criticized for, and it's something that it seems will always be mentioned in context of his name. Do you think to a degree that this sort of collaboration did tarnish his career?
Well, I think there always were the movies we can't forget. Since the 1930s and his first movies like Panenský Virginity or Kouzelný Dům, which is the Magic House, it was absolutely incredible movies, and then later in 1960s, as we already mentioned. So these were the positive part of his work, and then the negative were the pro-communist regime movies.
Besides being a filmmaker, Mr. Vavra was also a film educator who co-founded and led the Department of Directing at the FAMU Film School. Is this arguably his second great contribution?
Well, absolutely. If we mention several of his students from 1960s, Miloš Forman or Věra Chytilová, Jiří Menzel, all future Oscar holders, it's something that is one of the main thing that Otakar Vavra did for Czech cinematography and the film history. Both Věra Chytilová and Miloš Forman are usually mentioning Otakar Vavra as their greatest teacher and somebody who influenced their work so much that they can't forget him. So it's something we definitely have to say if we are talking about Otakar Vavra.
Film critic Irena Zemanová there on the legendary film director Otakar Vavra.